Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Game of Thrones on their very last season took home a couple of Emmy Awards on Sunday night. But were the real losers of the Emmy Awards the ratings? Because the ratings for the Emmys came out the worst ratings ever for the Emmy Awards. And put it in a little bit of a comparison. So they aired on Fox and they had about 6 million-ish people watch. Well, NBC had 14 million people watching whatever they had on NBC on Sunday night.
Wow. And what was that? We don't even know. it's not even important.
Sunday Night Football.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the Rams and the Browns. But is this the end of award shows? Is this going to be like it? Because it seems like every single award show between the Emmys and the Oscars, even the Grammys, which I enjoy watching as a music person, their ratings keep getting lower and lower year after year. So at what point do they just be like, you know what? Listen, no one really cares because no one's watching these shows.
It does seem like award shows were for a time when content and entertainment were far less plentiful.
Or like the only way that you could see the celebrities or artists or whatever
Being themselves
was through these awards shows.
Yes. I mean, I guess that part, maybe when they started for sure, but award shows were popular up until like the 90s, even the aughts. That people were still watching award shows.
Like, it's like so a new thing. The internet.
It's like, huh? The internet?
Like,
internet came out in the 80s.
I mean, no one was using the internet in the 80s.
People were using the internet in the 90s and the aughts, though, and people were still watching it.
There wasn't social media and stuff.
But it wasn't wasn't then what it is now.
Right.
You can get the Emmys results of any award show instantly on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not what she was talking about, though. She was talking about celebrities acting like themselves, and we see them in real life and stuff like that. I mean, I hope not. Stacey and I love the Oscars. We always have. Ever since, even before we knew each other, we both like the Oscars.
So what's interesting is Rain's a music guy, so you've liked the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a TV girl, so I like the Emmys. You're a movie guy, so you like the Oscars.
Right.
However, even as a TV girl, I feel like it's so much easier for me to just jump on Twitter and see who won what, see the speeches that I want to see, as opposed to, you know, somebody from Scandal, which is a show I don't watch.
Right.
And it feels a little bit like it is for the people that are in that industry.
It is for the people that are in that industry. But, I mean, there's some entertainment to be pulled out of it, though, as, like, regular people, too. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that it's, like, that these were now they've all been, like, going down, but none of the award shows were this low. And maybe it has something to do with the fact that it's the Emmys and people don't watch TV the way that they used to. People don't, most of my friends don't even have cable anymore, you know.
But they
like,
still watch a lot of these shows. They just don't watch them. I mean, I think you're kind of half right.
I don't know anybody besides you that watched Fleabag. Rain called it Dirtbag not that long ago.
I mean, it was very popular. I think maybe the other thing is if you watch TV now, you probably don't watch it on network TV. You have some sort of streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't watch it in real time.
Well, sure.
So you are asking the people that actually like TV to do the exact opposite of the way they consume TV now.
Why? Do you watch the Grammys?
Bits and pieces of it. I didn't watch it continuously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, you know, I think the next step is, if everyone's moving to streaming services, why not just put the award show on streaming? And then you can watch it whenever you want.
Sell one sponsorship to it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, or like, you can, or you can run commercials in it, I guess, if it's a special event, because sometimes they do that too.
Do you think people would even watch it? Like, do
probably
you think
not.
That people are like, ooh, I can't wait to see who won for best actor in a comedy series?
If there's sponsors that are paying to be in the Emmys, they are wasting their money.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You know, you might as well just put your money somewhere. Put it on Monday Night Football to watch the Browns play, or Sunday Night Football, because clearly if that had like a 14 share of whatever it was, you know, at least, you know, by putting it on streaming service, you can watch it whenever you want. You know, you're not really going to miss a lot. Plus, if, you know, like about the internet, and you can just pull up the results as they happen. You
right.
don't need to sit through 4 hours of award show ceremonies.
That's
but I
true.
Don't think that the award ceremonies should go away, even if they stop, like, even if they never stream them, even if they never even, like, have them filmed other than to just put clips on the internet. Because I do think it's important for the people in these industries to be awarded and celebrated for their hard and good work.
Plus, I think that there is a Marriott somewhere that would love to have an award ceremony in their
Marriott
ballroom or whatever. Yeah, just put a podium there and be like, all right, here are your winners.
You're going to make Peter Dinklage sit in an uncomfortable
chair? No, he's not going to go.
So then who's going to be at the podium?
The guy
just
that's presenting the awards.
Reading?
They have some cameras in the back. And they're videotaping
it. Oh, and
it.
He's just reading
so the winners are, all right, here you go, and everyone claps. And like, all right, and the
who
next,
is
who's
everyone?
Clapping?
Yeah, he just said nobody's going. Not Peter Dinklage.
The selected press that are there.
You
didn't think this through.
Listen, I'm trying to help Marriott here because I'm sure they need the help somewhere.
Okay, what does Marriott have on you?
They have a ballroom or something, or a conference center. Put it there.
You're trying to bastardize.
How much money are they going to save? So much money.
Well, I think they probably have the money.
That's true. And I think people like it when celebrities show up.
I do like
it. No one's watching it.
How about this? Yeah. How about this?
Well,
maybe for
TV.
Maybe for something like the Grammys, get amateurs to perform the songs.
Okay.
I would watch that.
You would watch a bunch of nobodies?
Like, if
yes.
The Voice
no one's going to really watch it
because
then.
We talked about that once before when Ariana Grande was like going to do some sort of pout and not show up to the remember that, like, they didn't want her to do the song that the Grammys wanted her to perform the song that was number 1,
oh,
but
and
she's
she
like
didn't want
I want to perform the song that means something to me or something like that. And nobody cared about that song, so she's like, "Well, I'm not going now." I said then, and it was a good idea then, it's a good idea now, to get somebody who can not sing the song, sing it poorly, and have that person show up. I would watch that award show.
I don't want to see somebody sing it poorly, but I do sort of like the idea of marrying The Voice and the Grammys, okay? And then you get nobodies to perform these songs. I mean, like, musical shows like The Voice and American Idol and X Factor and everything, people still watch those.
I mean, I'm down for that. You could also combine the Emmy Awards with The Bachelor. And then one lucky lady gets to choose from all of the nominees of Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor. And she has to marry him at the end of the Emmys.
What if we have Emmy nominees go through the American Ninja Warrior course?
Oh, my God. I'm on board with all of
these
ideas.
Okay, me too, actually. Hollywood, call us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.